Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with J.P. Finley.
What up, everybody? J.P. Finley, Redskins Talk Pod. I told you there might be emergency podcasts, and here we go. I am in Orlando at the Ritz-Carlton. This is a nice hotel.
It's a beautiful hotel.
It's been a while, but I'm reunited with the local celebrity, Mitch Tischler. We just got Bruce Allen for, what'd we go, 10 minutes?
About 10, 12 minutes. It was great.
For a good sit-down. We hit every topic I really think that needed to be hit. Bruce was honest in his way in that he is a pretty smart, tactical dude. I think the most telling moment of that interview for me was the pause when I asked him how he will remember the Kirk Cousins era.
Absolutely. That's what I was going to say as well.
Pauses can say a lot.
Absolutely.
And so here's what we're going to do, man. You know me. If you listen to this podcast at this point, you know me. I'm a full transparency guy. We're giving you the full Bruce Allen one-on-one. I'm not cutting it up. You guys can listen to all of it. Make your own determinations. Hit me with questions on Twitter or whatever. I think Bruce, and he kind of hinted at this, he thinks this team can be way better with just a medium amount of health.
Absolutely. I mean, my biggest takeaway from this was not just his honesty, but also his mood.
And they're fired up that they have QB stabilized.
Yeah, finally have a little stability both sides of the ball, offense and defense. Middle of the defense was Zach Brown has done, and obviously Alex Smith. So I don't see any reason why he's not fired up about this team.
I asked him if he thought they were being frugal, and he had a good answer there, too.
He did. It's funny when JP asked him about what the fan base is saying, because you see in Bruce's eyes, you know,
how he knows that's just my way of asking him some shit.
Asking him a question that you don't want to ask that you want to throw on the fan base.
Right. All right, we don't need to belabor this much more. Couple quick points of news. Pernell McPhee signed with the Redskins. I reported that.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, it sounds like bad news on John Hankins, folks. I got the story up on NBC Sports. It's I was told I don't see it.
And you guys know me. I love my big guys.
Yeah. How you feeling, Mitch?
A little frustrated that none of these guys have come through, much like the fan base.
And I said this in the story. It could still happen. This is about money, cash, money.
He's also not the last guy available, so it's not the end of the line if he doesn't sign.
Okay, guys, enough from us. So we have Jay Gruden breakfast Tuesday morning. I'm going to turn that into a pod, I think. I might have to get permission. If not, you'll hear from us tomorrow after we talk to Jay. We'll sort it all out. You'll hear plenty of us. Hey, what are you doing Thursday night, Mitch?
I don't know. What's going on Thursday night?
There's a podcast party.
Ding, 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 ding. Let's go, friends.
Everybody be there. Mitch said he'll buy 20 shots. You know the date, March 29th, Penn Commons, D.C. It's going to be lit. Did you hear the news?
I haven't heard the news. What's the news, JP?
Yo, I don't know if you're mocking me or not.
We
got a beer sponsor.
I know. Yeah.
Modelo. I'm gonna crush some Modelos. After this week where we're logging 20-hour workdays, we're going to crush some Modelos.
And all of you guys need to come and collect on those beers that JP has promised you over the years.
Dude, and T-shirts. First 100 fans get T-shirts.
Yo, and they're pretty sick T-shirts.
Yo, they're kind of dope.
They're nice.
All right. Here's Bruce Allen. Quick word.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Let's ride together.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.
Pleasure to sit down with you, Bruce. I appreciate you taking the time. Washington Redskins team president, Bruce Allen. We're here in lovely Orlando. Let's talk about the offseason for the Redskins so far. You guys have made some big moves. How do you think your offseason's going?
Well, we made a big move at the most important position in team sports, the quarterback. And, you know, it came together quicker than most people would have anticipated, but it worked out perfect for us. We got our number one guy.
So everyone I talk to from Kansas City says you're going to love Alex. How do you feel about Alex?
Well, our research told us about the type of person he is and the type of leader he is and competitor. His statistics are easy to see. There's three quarterbacks who have 50 wins in the last 5 years. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that might be the type of guy you want on your football team.
And so for you, are wins and losses the most important statistic when it comes to the quarterback position?
Wins and losses is the most important statistic when it comes to a equipment manager, a team president, a quarterback, a running back, a guard, or a coach. Yes.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the timeline to go get Alex. It's my understanding that Jay Gruden told you he loved him but didn't think he was available. Doug Williams told you he loved him but didn't think he was available. So what happened once you had that information?
Well, it was clear from the coaches and personnel that he was our number one option. Then it was just getting with the Chiefs and coming up with a fair trade for both teams. And I'm glad it came about when it did. It allowed us to answer the most important question, and we did.
Was there any reluctance to give up Kendall Fuller?
Of course there is. He's another tremendous young man who has
a bright
future. That hurt.
The other side of the coin with Alex Smith is the decision to move on from Kirk Cousins. This time last year we talked, and you thought it would be easy to get a long-term deal done with Kirk Cousins. How did you decide this is the time we have to go get somebody else?
Really, when there was no contract last year, he decided to play on a one-year contract and really told us that we have to look at our options.
Did those options ever include trading Kirk last year when you had him under contract?
We were trying to win last year, and we thought Kirk gave us the best chance to win. We thought the team was responding. We didn't know we were going to have the injury bug
sure.
that we did. We thought he gave us a good chance to win.
In hindsight now, knowing that Kirk has signed, you know, the first ever fully guaranteed deal in NFL history, do you feel any regret or do you wish you could have gotten more compensation for losing Cousins?
No, we don't look at it that way. I can Monday morning quarterback. That's a good thing you're doing right there.
Right. That's my job. That's not your job.
But we're really looking forward to the upcoming draft, trying to surround this team with some more weapons for the offense and the defense.
So before we look forward, how will you remember Kirk Cousins' three seasons as starter quarterback for the Redskins?
Sure glad we won the division one of those three seasons and wish we could have won more.
Sure. Okay. Let's talk then about moving forward. A group of fans out there that thinks the team is perhaps being frugal, and then there's another group of fans that thinks the team is being patient in free agency. What group of fans do you think are right?
Well, it's simply what we're doing. We put a value on every free agent, a dollar amount and a performance grade. And we've seen where we can fill some holes through free agency. I remind you, free agency lasts through the draft.
And it's important for you guys in years past to continue to have room.
Well, yeah, I hope someone cuts a good player again. That seems to work out well for us. But our focus right now, as soon as we get away from these meetings, is to get back out there for the pro days and evaluate the college. We think this is a good draft, that we can add some good players for not only 2018, but the future.
What do you think are the biggest areas of need for the Redskins, especially now that quarterback's sealed up?
I think last season proved that you can't look at it that way. What we went through injury-wise,
which, it was crazy.
Yeah, and you know, I saw a chart there. You know, our offensive line combination, there's no one who came within two-thirds of our number. We are going to draft the best player that's available based on our grade when he gets there, because you need every prospect. You can't predict where the injuries are going to come.
Well, and speaking of the injuries, how close do you think this team was last season to really competing if everyone was healthy?
Well, I can't do that either. We were 7-9. We have to accept that. Just hope we can stay healthy, and we have some ideas on how to do that too.
Is it possible that because of the injuries, you haven't felt the need to spend as much in free agency or be as active right away?
JP, the Redskins, the reason there's a salary cap is teams like the Washington Redskins and a couple others. We have no problem spending. We want to get the right players for our locker room who can fit in. And we believe Coach Gruden and his staff will get them ready to play.
Well, let's talk about one guy you did sign, Paul Richardson. How excited are you for him to connect with Alex Smith?
Well, it's exciting because he brings an element that we need on the football team. He's a great young man. He's very young. He's 25 years old. His playmaking skills are evident when given the opportunity, and we think he adds a great element to our team.
And having stability at quarterback, how important is that for you, and is that changed how things looked last year?
Well, it's the most important position in team sports, and we're really pleased that we have Alex as part of this team.
You talked about the draft. The 2014 draft was a success for you. Your first five picks, all solid contributors for the Redskins. Only one of those players remains with the team now after their rookie deals, and that's Morgan Moses. Is that bizarre?
Well, I think that's part of the system, and we're going to get compensatory picks next year, so it's part of the system. It's the graduating process in the draft, and they were good contributors, all good guys too, and I do wish them well in the future. But that's the key, is to have draft choices that make your team, produce for your team, and then if they do go somewhere else, they're providing extra draft capital for the future.
So it appears that was part of your plan, and maybe letting some of those guys walk is to acquire more picks.
And each position, we have players that we feel can step in and play.
Quick aside, what happened with Ryan Grant in Baltimore, did that have you scratching your head? It had me scratching my head.
Yeah, and I haven't talked to Ozzy yet about it. Obviously, I don't think he ever missed a practice.
He never missed a game in four seasons.
Right. I don't know if he missed a practice.
Tough guy.
Tough guy, great guy.
Yeah. Let's do this. 2017, you went 7-9, and that's not good enough, as you said. What are your goals for 2018?
Our goal right now is to get better today. We're focused on trying to improve the Redskins every day. Our record will be determined by the work we put in this offseason, by the work we put in during the training camp, and all of that preparation. We'll see our results, but it'll be based on what we do today.
And then specific to the draft, at 13, I can't imagine you're going after a quarterback, but is it truly best player available, or do you think there is a position of need for your organization?
Well, there's going to be a good football player. We feel very comfortable at 13. There's going to be a good player. And we think, depending on where the quarterbacks start to go in this draft, there'll be an opportunity to move around in this draft to make sure we get maybe extra picks.
So you'd like to trade down? Am I hearing that
no.
right? You want
no.
to trade up?
No. There's possibilities of everything.
Sure. I have said this on TV, on radio, on my podcast. There is a notion out there that some media folks continue that there's dysfunction at Redskins Park. I don't see that. I'm there pretty often. I interact with people from the equipment manager to the team president. What do you say to that notion?
Well, first of all, we're obviously pleased with the direction Coach Gruden has given the team. We've heard from our players. We know what they think about his direction. We know they'll play hard for him. The Seattle win last year talked about the character and the testament of this team.
Sure. Only 43 dressed that game, I think.
Which I know, we flash back to the 60s in right. roster size. With Doug and it, the personnel department's doing, we are so far ahead of where we have been in their background research on prospects, and they're working well together. Everybody's on the same page to win.
Draft day, final call. I know you're going to tell me it's a collaborative effort. Everybody puts their 2 cents in, and you come up with a draft day grade. But a draft day trade, whose call is that?
Well, it'll also be based on the board. If we see that we have a group of players with the same grade, that's what allows you the comfort of trading down a few picks. If we know they're going to get one of the five players who have the same grade, you're able to go trade back. So once again, it'll be incumbent on us to come up with a Redskin grade, and then it makes the draft process very simple.
Losing a couple guys, maybe Bashaud Breeland, Junior Gallette, some guys that contributed for them. What goes into the decision to perhaps not pursue them in free agency?
Well, once again, it's the team. We have some young corners who showed pretty well last year, and we want
you're
to see.
You're excited for Quentin Dunbar, aren't you?
We're excited for Quentin. We're excited for Moreau. We're excited for Holsey.
Sure.
We think they have an opportunity.
Not to mention that guy Josh Norman.
Not to mention him. Not to mention that guy Orlando Scandrick.
Sure.
Who joined the team, so we feel we're good at some positions, but we still want to get better, and we have a lot of time before training camp to get better.
You had a lot of guys visit defensive line players. Not a lot of signings there. Is it? Just the money, what you think and what they think, don't match up?
That happens.
That happens in free agency. I've heard that. I know you have to run. We are appreciative of your time. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask, any update on the stadium?
We're on schedule. We're a little ahead of schedule.
Will I hear about a new stadium before the 4th of July?
Before the 4th of July.
I'm a fireworks guy.
No, that might be a little bit early. Are you talking about 2018, 4th of July?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you...
I'm a little...
Enjoy Independence Day.
Okay.
You don't have to worry about that.
So I won't have to work on the 4th of July?
Correct.
Okay. Bruce, I want to give you this opportunity to talk directly to fans. If there's anything you want to tell them, they're gonna listen. So this is your chance.
Well, we're excited about how our offseason has started. They're going to love Alex Smith. He's a tremendous competitor, and he does elevate the players around him. We have a lot of work to do, and we're looking forward to doing it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I owe you a beer.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman, Kia of Alexandria. Let's ride together.
Everyone always says your money should work as hard as you do. But the thing is, with Eagle Bank's highly competitive deposit interest rates on money market accounts and CDs, your money doesn't even need to work that hard. From personal to business, Eagle Bank's flexible deposit terms help you hit financial goals in the short and long term. Stop by one of the DMV area locations or visit us online at eaglebankcorp.com to learn more. Member FDIC.